It's Free Talk Live. Sometimes we cover the hard-hitting issues. Sometimes we talk about demons with some crazy people. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. For those of you just tuning in, it is our live Saturday edition, and with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
For the last hour, we have been discussing the issue of demons, which shouldn't be an issue in the 21st century, but apparently it still is, and a lot of people have belief systems that take this very seriously. And one woman called to say they're laughing at us, Mark. They being the demons, apparently.
The demons laughing. May be laughing, but she also suggested that the demons were going to get me. And then she suggested that I believe what the demons want me to believe. And why would... This is, you know, a confusing part, is why would the demons try to get me if I'm believing the things that they... and propagating these ideas that they want me to propagate? So, I mean, it's just...
Because it's better if people don't believe in them? Is that the idea?
Well, if I were a demon and the Christians could run around casting me out in the name of Jesus or whatever she was claiming, then I certainly wouldn't want more people to believe in me.
So there's a video...
I use the term logic here really loosely.
There's a video of a guy in the wheelchair, and this is ostensibly the man, Angel V, a 43-year-old Mexican father, who has reportedly told El Mundo, a Spanish-language newspaper, that he's been possessed... since the 1990s, when they allegedly entered, demons allegedly entered him in 1999 while he was sitting on a bus. He has since then attempted to have the demons exorcised, and it's all failed. He finally took it up to the top. He went to the Vatican, where he was told by... The Pope did visit with him. There's video footage of that happening, and there's not really much that goes on in this footage. There's some organ music in the background. He's sitting in the wheelchair. He's looking up at the Pope. The Pope lays his hand on his head, both hands now on his head, after shaking his hands. He opens his mouth as he's kind of making like a...
That's what the Pope's doing?
No, the man in the wheelchair. Thank you. Thanks for the clarification.
He's blowing the demon out?
I don't know. Maybe he's like being a demon or something like that. And then when the Pope removes his hands, that's pretty much the end of the video at that point. So he's saying here, according to the top... chief exorcist, Amorth, at the Catholic Church, he says that this guy, Angel, even though he's a good man, has been chosen by God to give a message to the Mexican clergy to tell the bishops that they have to do an act of reparation for the law on abortion that was approved in Mexico City in 2007.
Right. So the contention of this gentleman supposedly is that a man that was possessed in 1999 by God, you know, allowed to be possessed by God, in the a la Job, if you really want to see what some people how evil they think some people think God is, just go ahead and read Job. It can be, there's some heart-lifting aspects to the story, no doubt, but it's like God and Satan are gambling on this dude, and it's awful. And the suggestion is that somehow God allowed this to happen in 1999, when in 2007 the Mexican government was going to do something.
Well,
about
God's
abortions.
Got long-range plans here, Mark. I mean, if you think about it, God knows.
God needs a better plan. Go ahead and inflict the president of Mexico with demons then.
Which really, you know, before we get to back to your calls, I think we're digging into this is very interesting, right? Because this statement is so ridiculously full of holes. So, on one hand, God is all-knowing and omniscient. And that's the definition. Like, that's one of the definitions of God, right? You know what you know everything that's going to happen because you're God. But on the other hand, if God knew that the Mexican... Okay, so I guess the suggestion is God knew that the Mexican government was going to do something about abortion that he didn't like in 2007, so he inflicted this guy with demons in 1999, knowing it would take him about 15 years to finally make his way to the Vatican, where the Vatican could then use him as a piece to show off to the world to say, look, this law needs to change over in Mexico. But
this God that they're claiming here is painfully obtuse.
Yeah.
Because if you want to send a message to the Mexican government, drop a 5-story granite block that has your message on it on their Capitol building.
Isn't the Pope the one who supposedly, connects to God directly? Isn't that like his special thing that he's got the red phone and he can pick it up and God's on the other end or whatever?
He's the kingdom.
Yeah. So like, if he wanted to get a message to the Pope, then presumably it wouldn't be a big deal. You know, he could just send a message to the Pope. But no, he has to send this guy who's wheelchair-bound from 1999 through 15 years of time to deliver a message
about the
Mexican government?
No, the message was delivered to the Pope and to his minions, who obviously are translating it here. This guy's just proof of the message.
Oh, I see.
Really bad proof. Because right. God provides bad proof, I guess. I don't believe any of this, by the way. God would never do anything like this. This is
ridiculous.
Why I really hate organized religions and all their crap, is because this is what it amounts to. This guy's being used by the Vatican as a political pawn.
But really, it must have been God's intention, right?
Man.
Like, okay, so the claim here is that the Mexican government did something bad. As far as God doesn't like this. It's an insult to the Virgin, they say.
Right. Why wouldn't it be an insult to God? Does the Pope have a red phone to the Virgin,
well,
too?
Well, is God omniscient or isn't he? I mean, can the Church have it both ways? Because it seems like that's what they're trying to do. If God's omniscient, then he should have been able to stop this. You know, he should have been able to send, as many angels or whatever to put a stop to this terrible travesty. But that didn't happen. And or if God is omniscient and or in charge of everything, then that means this is God's will that the Mexican government would have passed this particular whatever. We don't even know what the abortion measure is that they're upset about here, but whatever it is, that this was God's will. So is it God's will? Did he want to pass this legislation, or is it just something that they did and God has no control over? Because either way, it's really confusing. It doesn't make any sense. There's no logical connection here that can be made. It's just a contradictory system. It's a contradictory set of statements that comes from the Church. And all people really have to do is think about it to figure it out. 855-453. And by the way, I'm not an atheist, just to clear anyone up who might have been.
Everybody's going to, of course, accuse us of atheism.
So let's go to the phones here, and we will talk to Larry, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, interesting discussion.
Welcome.
Just laying aside the priest, this Catholic priest, you know, those guys, some of them are off the par. They don't even know what they're talking about. But as far as our demons, yeah, they exist. I've been in ministry for years. I've had an encounter with people who dabble with voodoo, seen them delivered. Several of them still walking around today, free from that whatever it was that possessed them. But, Jesus... I'll say one thing. The reason why this so-called priest couldn't cast the demons out, he probably wasn't praying up or in tune to God. He might be living a shallow life.
He's
tried 30 different exorcisms over the last
30
decade
exorcisms,
and a half.
10 exorcists, including the Pope.
Some things, you leave the sign. Some things you do have to allow God to do whatever he can do for this person. But, like I say, religion, I agree with you, religion causes more confusion than anything else. But if you look at I call it the book of instruction, if you look at the scriptures, and just give it the worth that it is, a documentary from men who walk with Christ or men who actually heard from God, there's good credence there. But,
let me ask you this. Is it possible that somebody who believes they have demons is actually mentally ill?
It could be possible.
How do you tell the difference?
That's what I'm saying. You have to be in tune. Either if you're not a doctor, okay. I mean, if you're a doctor and the doctor give a diagnosis that the person is schizophrenic or whatever, okay, you go with that. If you are a minister, you would say, okay, well, let me go a little further. I believe this person, this schizophrenic, can be healed. Okay, and I believe that God can, and he have healed a lot of schizophrenics. Okay, so you have to give it a balance. Okay, so you got to avoid extremes, to keep them looking stupid. In other words, giving a person, even when you look stupid, if a person is possessed by a demon, you don't give them medication. Okay, because the only thing you're doing is suppressing the guy's emotion, but the demon is still, in that person's soul.
Larry, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Did he convince you, Mark?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sounded more rational.
I think that people, I think he did. I'm certainly more rational. I think that people can be convinced that they are no longer possessed. Mm-hmm. People that are mentally ill can be convinced they're no longer possessed by an exorcism. However, nothing interesting has happened.
How many of these so-called possessed people just want attention? It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Bud. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Bud. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free at 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
A live Saturday edition. We do it 7 nights per week, so we've always got live content for you all the time. Mark will be here for the live Sunday edition of the show tomorrow night, so if you don't get your calls in here this evening, you can always call anytime, any night, about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free phone number is 855-453, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Also, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you could be running from demons. You never know what kind of gear you need.
I don't think they sell holy water at ManVenture.
No, but they, you know, if you got to run, you got to run. ManVentureOutpost.com's got all the name brands you want at the lowest prices that you're going to be able to find on the internet, I suspect, because I've ordered often from ManVenture, and every time I've checked, the price has been lowest. You can go check for yourself, certainly. I think you'll find that ManVentureOutpost.com has the lowest prices on things like ammunition and knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned business. I do business with them a great deal. Go check them. They've got the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
We're going to continue with your calls. Also want to remind you to drop by news.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Google+. Also via email. Great ways to be kept in the loop with what's going on with the show. And if you're on Google+ and Twitter and Facebook, we'll update those during the show with maybe some questions or observations, some of the news articles we're talking about. Let's go to the phones here and talk to you, whatever's on your mind. Jason, starting things out here. Madison, listening to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Jason.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
The reason I'm calling is I'm a nurse at Meritor Hospital here in Madison, and we're in the process of a protracted bargaining session. Right now we're being asked to make lots of concessions despite the fact that that they've increased the patient-to-staff ratio. So we're asked to be for us to be more productive, but they want to cut our benefits, cut our pay.
They've decreased the patient-to-staff ratio, is that right? You said decreased?
Increased.
Meaning that you've got more patients, you've got more responsibilities.
Okay, now I'm getting to understand. All right.
Aren't getting paid anymore, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And from what I understand, that concession bargaining usually happens, and you bargain for to avoid a layoff situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which in our case, the hospital is profitable. A CEO is, you know, getting his bonus, probably the highest paid CEO of the hospitals in the area. And I guess the reason I'm calling is one, I think, you know, if people were to call James Woodward at Meritor Hospital and just express solidarity, I think that could be helpful. I'm also just looking for suggestions.
Well, one thing I think is it's very painful for employees to take a cut in pay when whatever the management is hasn't. I mean, this is a difficult thing. Now, if for whatever reason the hospital's running inefficiently and you've got a problem with you know, the ratio of patients to staff and that kind of thing, you know, maybe that needs to be fine-tuned. I couldn't say I'm not, you know, an expert in this particular area. That's something that the hospital is going to have to work out, and it probably should be similar and commensurate to what other hospitals are doing. However, I can say that when it comes to the average person working, they're not going to feel real good about taking a pay cut. Sometimes pay cuts are necessary in order to keep businesses afloat, and not everybody's going to like it, and a lot of employees are going to be upset. There's no doubt about that, but if the management isn't willing to take a pay cut that's commensurate,
that's bad leadership.
It's bad leadership, in my opinion.
I wrote a letter. Okay.
No, go ahead. You wrote a letter?
I wrote a letter to that effect. I think all the nursing units wrote letters to our CEO, and I wrote the one from my unit, and basically said something to that effect. That, you know, if we're going through this period of attrition, and, you know, we're unionized employees, so we haven't necessarily felt everything. They've already cut a lot of the benefits from the people that aren't unionized in our hospital. Anyway, like, if we're being asked to go through this period of attrition, and some people already have, they said that I think it's time to look at the issue of income inequality and link, like, maybe the highest, you know, the highest paid employee to the lowest paid employee. I don't think that has a very good chance of success, but I mean, I definitely agree with your point that, you know, like, if there has to be sacrifice, I think people would accept it if they felt like it was truly necessary and that it was a shared sacrifice.
Well, I don't know about linking the paychecks, because I don't believe in income equality. I believe that a job's worth what a job's worth. However, the suggestion is that you're if one job isn't worth either a job's worth having or it's not worth having, and that's a real problem. So I mean, yeah, you know, if a CEO needs to be somebody who's very well paid, I don't think it needs to be linked to the lowest the janitor's pay, because you need as many janitors as you need and to run a business. However, I do think if you're going to ask an employee to take a pay cut, you need to be prepared to take that pay cut yourself. That's, everybody respects the captain or the general that leads the charge from the front. Nobody respects the one that sits back, bivouacked in the back.
Jason, good luck with your status there. Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, as a liberty-oriented person, the issue of unions sometimes comes up on this show, and some people want to know, well, how do you liberty people feel about this? Well, I feel like you should be able to gather together in groups to attempt to negotiate better working conditions. The thing where I disagree with a lot of unions is that they would use the power of the state to afflict themselves on the business owner. And I think that, you know, what you're pointing out, Mark, is an absolutely righteous position. Hey, you know, that's not fair. It would feel a lot more fair to people if the CEO said, look, I'm taking a 20% pay cut, and I'm only asking you guys to take a 10% pay cut, and I appreciate everything that you can do here. We're having tough times, et cetera. But he's saying the business is profitable and everything's fine. They're just cutting costs anyway just for the hell of it. So, but I think that if you come in and you use the state to force your view on the company, I think that's where it becomes a problem. By all means, you know, strike and come to the table with demands and, you know, make it difficult on the company to make them accede to your demands based on the pressure that you can put on them. I think that's totally, you know, legitimate within the marketplace kind of mechanisms.
Right.
Those are free market mechanisms. But when you bring the state in, and he wasn't advocating that, maybe we just didn't get to that point, but when you bring the state in, as is so frequently the case in these union negotiations, the state is the arbiter that makes these, you know, that kind of oversees these things and has certain rules that everybody has to play by. And of course, one side or the other has favoritism.
Well, I know who wins. The state does. We're obviously taking this guy's word for everything he said, because in general, this is sort of a general situation. Clearly, some skilled worker somewhere in America has had their union has been asked to take a pay cut when their CEO didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened specifically here. I don't know the specifics of the case.
But I doubt the CEO is going to call in.
Well, we're commenting generally.
Yeah. Let's continue with your calls. You may bring up anything here. We'll do another one here in moments. Your calls about anything that might be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can talk about anything you want. Your union negotiation, demons, whatever might
happen. That's a bit about it this evening.
Yeah, pretty much. Most have been the demon thing.
But it does show that you can talk about anything.
You really can. That is the point of Free Talk Live, and that's why we're here live for you 7 nights per week. It is our live Saturday edition of the show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free telephone number, and you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing our live Saturday edition of the program, and therefore you are invited to be a part of it if you'd like. At 855-450-FREE. You can comment on whatever might happen to be on your mind. We've been on the subject of demons. Silly, silly subject, but a lot of people really believe in it. They really believe in it. And also, the union. Somebody just called in about that. You can bring up whatever you like at 855-453. You may also join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Plus, don't forget, you can visit freetalklive.com where we have a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built right there into the web, the same page as the cam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. It's all free. cam.freetalklive.com. Where are you going to be in a couple of few weeks, Mark?
I'm going to be at Freedom Fest, and I'm expecting to have a really great time. I'm going to be going to Las Vegas. I put a day on either end of my trip in order to be able to experience that which is Las Vegas. And I'm excited to see speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and a whole bunch more. I'm also going to do a lot of interviews with these folks. Should be a lot of fun. It's July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. Freedom Fest is one of the largest liberty-oriented events of the year. I think it is the largest in the world, but maybe it might be getting a, you know, Pork Fest
is rivaling it.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
But they're not the same by any stretch.
Not at all.
They're completely different events. Anyway, you can get your tickets and hotel rooms now. It's booking up fast. It's an event you don't want to miss. It's freedomfest.com. Again, freedomfest.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number tonight. Mark, you had some sort of bizarre science story that was very interesting when you teased me with it earlier.
Yeah, this is from CBC, that's the sort of news organization of Canada.
Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yep, CBC.ca. And the claim is here that apparently three parent fertility treatments spark reader debate, and apparently it's planned in Britain. In a move to create babies with DNA from three people to avoid passing on rare incurable diseases, has government backing in the UK. Of course, you know, that's where medicine is, so you know, government backing is medical backing in the UK. The procedure, known as three genetic parents or mitochondrial replacement technology, involves DNA from a man's sperm, nuclear DNA from a woman's egg that would normally pass on the disease, and healthy mitochondrial DNA from another woman. And, I just think that this is a really interesting issue because we're starting down a path, and it's happened certainly a few decades in the past, but we're going down a path now that's really going to be challenging a lot of old beliefs, religious beliefs, social conservative beliefs, and this is a way to prevent a lot of terrible diseases, I guess. I mean, obviously, they have to try it and see how it works. And, you know, could it go wrong? It could go terribly wrong. I have no idea. But I do know that science is going to make a lot of strides for the next few decades. Mm-hmm. And many of those strides are going to be confronting to people of faith or people who are socially conservative, just sort of generally without a religious reason. And I've met them.
These are the people who do not believe in any sort of manipulation of birth.
Right. There's going to be this. A child is going to come from three parents. Three genetic parents are going.
It hasn't happened yet.
But it's, you know, it's on the way.
Okay.
They could make test tube babies if they want.
Yep.
And then, you know, put them in a woman's womb. That's not a problem. This isn't a problem, I don't think. So they're going to create this situation, this human being that is different than every human being that has come before them, in that this human being has three parents. And even Jesus can't claim that, by the way. So it's going to be interesting. And what does it mean for social conservative organizations? Are they going to come out against this? You know, what's the problem going to be?
Wow. I mean, this is really... I don't know how the science works on all that. I mean, you kind of explained it to me a little bit, but I don't really understand.
Well, I'm going to explain it just as far as I have explained it, because I'm not going to go any further. I'm only going to mess it up if I go further than that.
But the suggestion is that somehow bringing a third person into this will make the baby more likely to be healthy, less likely to be afflicted by various maladies.
That's
the suggestion here?
The genetic maladies, right.
Right. So, I don't understand why that is, but I guess, you know...
You're changing some of the genetics. Clearly, it would be the case. And here's a quote. Obviously, it's not wise to play with Mother Nature. This is sort of a platitude, right? This is given by one reader. Another is the reasons things...
These are comments.
Yeah. Okay. The reasons things like this never work out well is because the science is based on the premise that nature is faulty and needs to be fixed by humans. I'm not sure how many more times we're going to have to learn this painful lesson that nature knows better than...
You humans can't do anything right.
Even our most brilliant scientists. GMO crops and animals have already wrought havoc on our environment. Can't wait to see what GMO babies have in store for us.
What a bunch of nonsense. I mean, I look...
Well, the problem with GMO products is less to do with science and more to do with intellectual property laws.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I got some problems with the GMO stuff, too, and the IP... And the, you know, the patent system really restricting people's ability to develop in these areas. But ultimately, it's my understanding that these modifications, these genetic modifications to fruits and veggies and such, actually make them more easy to grow in smaller plots of land. And that seems like a good thing if more people are getting fed.
What we're not seeing is innovation in those areas, because those companies that produce those have... they don't have any reason to innovate.
But this viewpoint is generally the Luddites' view. Is like, oh, humans, you're ruining everything. You're building cities and putting in power lines. And look, I don't like looking at power lines either. Like at Rogers Campground, for instance, there's some power lines in the way of the very beautiful vista of the mountains.
I've never noticed them.
You've never noticed them?
They must be there, right?
They bother me. Like when I'm trying to frame a photo, I don't want the power lines in the picture. It's just, you know, it's not as pristine looking. So I get it. I get where they're coming from. But
it's not going to look pristine anyway. There's houses and cows.
On the other hand, I like having power. It's nice. So I'm willing to go ahead and give on those things. And I think that, you know, one could also make the argument that humans are nature. Like the suggestion is that, well, whatever you humans do, it's just not nature. You're messing with nature. Well, wait a minute. What makes us unnatural? Aren't we living, breathing creatures of the earth? You know, that we're created, however you want to say that we've been created. But, you know, whether you believe in evolution or, you know, some sort of big daddy god in the sky coming down and making people, they're natural. Like, we're sharing electrons with all the things around us. We're as natural as anything else. So, therefore, isn't everything that humans do by proxy also nature?
It's our nature to innovate and to use tools.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. Jim is in Mayville, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to know how come nobody else is catching on to this about them putting all the meat we eat through radiation treatments to kill all the bacteria in there, in the meat.
They've been doing that for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, and now and it's screwing. Our body needs some of that bacteria that's in the meat. And now they got.
Are they doing that to all meat? I thought only some meat was irradiated.
Walmart's doing all of it. A friend of mine works there, and every bit of their meat, you know, beef, pork, all that stuff's being irradiated. And now all of a sudden we got to take all these probiotics, and if they just, in my opinion, quit killing all the bacteria, you know, our natural systems would kick back in and we'd be fine.
This is one of the sort of difficulties in selling in a mass market situation like Walmart does. If Walmart were to sell raw milk and they had some kind of listeria problem or something like that, then people would sue them.
Yeah.
Whereas if a farmer sells raw milk that's meant for pet consumption, like some states will only allow you to buy raw milk for pet consumption, but everybody knows what's going on, then if you consume the milk that was meant for your pet, then, hey, you know, you consume the milk for your pet. You took the onus on yourself. So it, you know, it's one way to sort of protect the person who's selling the product from a litigious society.
Well, the thing is, the only reason they're putting it through the radiation is so they can extend the shelf life of it.
You know, I mean,
there's a motivator.
Because it's really better for us. To have
some bacteria is bad, some bacteria is good. It's hard to kill off the bad bacteria without killing off the good bacteria.
Well, the good news is you can still get the fresh stuff. I mean, you can still connect with farms like you do this, Mark. You get the farm fresh meat and that kind of thing delivered right to your
door.
Well, yeah, but you've also ordered some too, I believe, from local farmers. So, you know, there are options for those who would like to take the time to do that. And Jim, thanks for your call tonight. 855-453. Your call's next. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here in this live Saturday edition of the program. Sunday's tomorrow night, and Mark will be here for that show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Since we do this 7 nights a week, it just kind of rolls into each other.
It tends to do that for me, yeah. So we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. You can also join us online. You may actually control the content of our website. Submit different things to the front page there. It's Reddit integrated. And then you can vote them up, vote them down, the most voted up. Hopefully we'll see them. Maybe we'd be more likely to talk about them on these airwaves. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in at 855-450-FREE or Skype us at username lrn.fm. So plenty of ways to get your thoughts on Free Talk Live so other people can hear them all around the world, like Joel in Seattle. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joel. What's on your mind?
The GMO kids.
GMO kids.
What's that?
Okay. This... We just read the story about here, three parents, the
right.
Possibility of creating children with three parents. Go ahead.
Right. You guys take it. That's a good thing.
I think that, science is generally a good thing for us and that science has to, do things to make innovations.
The specific issue is a good thing.
Yes.
I think there's risk involved.
Sure.
I mean, I think anytime you're dealing with someone's life, there's risk involved. But I think you have to take risk to advance, to the future.
Okay. So
what do you think?
I take it you're libertarians or into liberty, right?
I'm definitely a pro-liberty individual, yeah, all the way.
And individual rights, right?
You bet.
Me too. So who do you think the third person is going to be?
Someone who's consenting? Yeah. I would hope it would be somebody that the parents have vetted in some way.
What if it's an unknown person?
Okay.
Well, I mean, that would be up to the parents to make a decision as to whether or not they would want someone who they don't know to be involved in this genetic process.
Are you concerned they're going to kidnap people and use them against their will?
Why would I say that?
I'm asking you a question. The answer is yes or no.
That's crazy.
Okay.
No, of course not.
Well, okay, fine. I mean,
you did jump to a conclusion there, Mark. Why are you concerned?
I asked him a question. I didn't jump to any conclusions.
Okay. All right.
So my last statement and question is, what you're basically doing with the third person is inviting the state into natural reproduction. So the state will claim to be the third person of that
baby.
What are
you talking about?
Why am I? Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
No, I don't understand. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. I thought that the news story you're commenting on is about how three humans...
Hypocrites, bye.
Wow, that's a great conversation there, buddy.
Okay.
So where's the hypocrisy exactly? We're talking about human beings, not the state, right? We're talking about three human beings entering into some sort of scientific arrangement where their DNA and stuff will be used to create a baby, right? Isn't that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Where's the state's involvement?
Well, what he's saying, I think, is in the same way that the state will usurp people's ability to, say, charge someone criminally. It used to be that if you wanted to charge someone criminally, you would have to bring charges. However, now, even if the plaintiff or whatever, the victim, wishes to drop the charges, the state will pick those charges back up.
Okay.
So I think that what he's claiming there is valid. However, the state is already involved in procreation. I mean, you have a kid, and the state will enforce paternity upon you or whatever. I mean, the state's fully involved in the procreation of humans already. So what I think may be a valid point that the caller was making, okay, I'm willing to see the future that he's talking about. I don't think that there's anything more the state can do when claiming ownership of our bodies. They already claim our labor that we produce. They claim the fruits of our labors, which the money is money we earn. They enforce paternity, they enforce maternity, they enforce where children are going to go, they enforce what kind of medical treatment children are going to receive. The state is fully in parenting. I don't see the difference, any change.
Yeah, it just that doesn't even, whatever his critique was doesn't even make sense to me, because what you're pointing out.
Well, if you have stayed on the line, maybe he didn't feel like we were giving him enough say, but I have questions.
Right, that's he's one of the worst kinds of callers. Like we have crank callers that are really, really bad sometimes on Free Talk Live.
That's the worst kind of caller.
They're the worst, but this guy's the second worst kind of caller, the kind of person who calls in with an ostensibly intelligent sounding thing to say, a position from which they're coming that they want to advocate, or they want to try to corner us or whatever. This sounded like he was trying to corner us into something. And then to just bail on the call and just say, hypocrites, 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 hypocrites. You just lost any, level of credibility you might have had to have a conversation about whatever it is that that your issue was.
This is, they're like a commenter on a Facebook thread that just makes sort of one-line attacks and then won't really sort of respond properly. Yeah. Here you try to rebut the issue, you take on the points that might have been made here in intending to, make your points, but, they come back with one line.
Yeah, he just wanted to call us hypocrites. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm a hypocrite.
But why?
Look, I'm a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite, everybody listening to me is a hypocrite.
Explain it.
Human beings are hypocrites.
What is the hypocritical position? We didn't even get to that point. I would have loved, that would have been my question. Why are we hypocrites? Please explain that.
Because we're advocating for the state, is what his claim is.
No, and in no way have we advocated for the state. And nor would we advocate for the state, nor am I interested in Look, I have no interest in having the state involved.
The guy's claim is that you can't have scientific innovation, specifically in this area, because the state could be involved. So therefore, if you advocate for scientific intervention in this area, then you must be advocating for the state to be involved. Ergo, it's a crazy position.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Hey, there's some news here at freekeen.com. About my situation with
your website.
The smoke alarms. The state had come after me for having smoke alarms that are not AC connected. They're not powered by alternating current and also are not interconnected with one another. And that is almost beaten. The judge in that case has thrown out the fire chief's inspection of the Keene Activist Center as illegal, and has suppressed all of the evidence the fire chief has gathered. I have put in a motion to dismiss the charge, since the charge was written by that fire chief. So if all the evidence has been suppressed, then therefore the complaint should be suppressed as well. So that case isn't quite over yet, but what hasn't been...
The fat lady is clearing your throat.
What hasn't been posted yet to Free Keene, and maybe I'll post it within the next 48 hours, is what happened today. It's been over a year since the Keene Activist Center was raided here in Keene, New Hampshire. If you go to freekeen.com and search for raid, you'll probably find it. You have to scroll back until the summer of 2012. But anyway, it's been over a year, and now they're coming at me again. I got a certified letter today, a certified threat from the Code Enforcement Department, claiming that Keene Activist Center as a private club is a violation of zoning ordinances to be operating from a single-family household, and that also they don't like my driveway. They claim that the driveway was illegally installed and the parking area was illegally installed, and that you have to beg for permission to install these things and to, you know, to beg for permission to run a club or whatever. And I'm just not of that particular viewpoint. So I'm going to respond with a letter back to them, and I'm going to ask them to provide to me the proof of their claim. Because all of their claims are based on the idea that I have consented, I think. Because the government, most of the governments in the Western world have some sort of phrase in their constitutions, like right up toward the
founding
beginning.
Documents, yeah.
Right, about how it's by consent. And they're claiming that I am somehow obligated to these ordinances, that I have to follow these city ordinances and these state statutes for whatever reason. They're claiming I have to follow these things. Well, where? How did that happen exactly? Can you take me through factually how it is that I became obligated to follow these ordinances? How did that? How? What is this? Step by step, take me through it. Because I'm pretty sure I didn't sign an agreement. So how can I become obligated to something to which I did not agree? Are you going to say that, well, Ian, you moved to the physical designation, the plot of land known as Keene, New Hampshire, and so therefore, by virtue of you physically locating yourself on a different plot of land, you have become obligated to follow whatever arbitrary orders and demands that the people calling themselves the city demand of you? That's crazy. But yet that's a belief system that a lot of people hold. That if you arrive on a plot of land, that all of a sudden these strangers that you don't know, that call themselves the city or town of fill-in-the-blank, have total control over you and your property. And I don't believe in that. I believe
that
I'm a free person.
Those people must have replaced the lords of old. Because this is kind of how things worked. You know, you had you had serfs, which were bound to the land. You had then, people who had sort of knightdoms, dukes and earls, and they'd have smaller pieces of land, and then they'd be, you know, bound to the princes and the kings and those kind of folks, and the kings would be bound to, you know, other kings on up to emperors, that kind of thing. And that's essentially what the claim is here. Property taxes really are they're rent. They function just like rent. The lord has responsibilities to you, and you know, so they claim they'll meet those responsibilities out however they wish. And then if you don't pay that rent, you're going to get kicked off your land.
Or in this case, if I don't do as they say and run my land in the way they want me to, they're going to somehow punish me too. So I'm expecting another raid coming soon. We'll keep you up to date on that. FreeTalkLive.com. See you.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.